Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Alice Glenn with New Orleans & Company. She's the Executive Vice President of New Orleans & Company. And Alice, it was so nice to talk to Justin. He seems so very excited, and he should be. Let's talk about a couple of other things that you guys have been working on and I think has kind of set the landscape for a lot of this recognition. Let's talk about UNESCO, and let's also talk about hosting Bocuse d'Or and the Pastry World Cup. We did it once, and they're coming back again.
That's right. Thanks. Yeah, absolutely. No, we're really excited about all of these things. And first of all, I've got to say, isn't Justin, he's a scream. He's so great,
yes.
So talented, and so incredibly invested in our community, which is true in my experience of so many chefs and restaurateurs. So we, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, we have really focused on elevating the core cultural assets of this city in a way that moves the needle in a positive way for all of the culture bearers in the city, whether that's chefs, musicians, you name it. And so while we talk about Michelin in terms of restaurants in the culinary space, UNESCO was a really exciting opportunity for us. We've been pursuing this designation for 3 years. It's, you know, with so many things, especially in the international front, it takes a long time. There's a lot of steps in the process. There's a lot of back and forth with all the different stakeholders. But as of the end of October, New Orleans is officially a UNESCO Creative City of Music. We're one of only 10 U.S. cities and only 400 cities around the world to receive this designation. It's really, I think it's important for a lot of reasons. One, because we know what music means to our city and just the incredible talent and creativity that's coming out of our city. We want to make sure that that's recognized globally. But
absolutely,
it also sets us up for potentially to become a UNESCO World Heritage Site at some point in the future, and really opens up a lot of opportunities for musicians and culture bearers around the city to have opportunities around the world.
And Alice, we now have E.J. Lagos joining us, the Michelin two-star recipient. E.J., welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
E.J., let me just say first, on behalf of the city and all of our listening audience, congratulations. All of the recipients and those that have been recognized by Michelin have been the talk of the town since that information has been released. And, you know, it's not often that you have things that happen that where people are just so proud and so excited for each and every one of you.
Well, I mean, look, it's been such an honor to be in the number. I mean, 34 restaurants in this city, it's absolutely incredible. There's got to be some sort of record in terms of, you know, the amount of restaurants in a single year of the Michelin Guide. I ran into a friend of mine the other day who said that they were watching the live stream go on, and as the New Orleans restaurants kept getting called, it felt like watching the Saints win the Super Bowl. You know, yeah. I thought it was fantastic. So I was laughing with them about that. But I mean, look, we're all here to represent this city that we love so much. There's so many chefs and restaurateurs and servers and sommeliers that have put so much into this, you know, over the years, and just doing what they do and providing their guests with beautiful food and a beautiful ambiance and that service that New Orleans is known for, and then it ends up getting recognized by, you know, something as prestigious as the Michelin Guide. I just think it's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah. So your inspiration, obviously, your dad, right? I mean, you know,
oh, sure,
he's,
of course.
he's He's, you know, known worldwide. But your inspiration for Emeril's, the restaurant itself, is I was talking to Michael Heck earlier in the show. He says, you know, you kind of reverse engineered a restaurant to go down this path. What was the inspiration for you there?
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple. It's always been the goal of my father and my goal to have a white tablecloth restaurant that represents New Orleans. And, you know, those that have traveled around and have seen, you know, the great restaurants around the country, you think of the Percés and the, you know, the French Laundries and restaurants like that. I think it was always a goal of my father's. In fact, I know it has been a goal to have a restaurant that can, you know, compete with restaurants like that, but be a New Orleans restaurant at heart and, you know, be a restaurant that serves trout almondine and a restaurant that serves gumbo and the things that we're so proud of as New Orleanians. And have it be on that national stage, maybe a world stage, you know, and there's so many fantastic restaurants in the city that have been on that world stage for so many years. I think of the Commander's Palace and like restaurants like that, right, that, you know, are so recognizable. And for me, I to go down the tasting menu route, to go where we've gone with the restaurant, is really what the goal has always been for us. And it took us 35 years to get, you know, exactly to where we are now, but we're still going to try to continue to push and evolve, you know, and hope to be here another 35 years. And, you know, maybe we'll be talking some years down the line and I'll be saying, well, you know, we did it like this and then we changed it. We did this. And I think that's what keeps it fun and exciting, but, you know, still playing on the dishes that are so nostalgic for people that have been coming here for 35 years. And for me, I mean, barbecue shrimp's my baby.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Food, so, you know.
Yeah. right next to the pablum, right?
exactly.
So I asked this of Justin earlier. Have you taken time or pause to think? You're the first. You're the first two-star in the city. You're the youngest two-star chef, I think, in the history of Michelin, if my memory serves me correct. I was reading about it over this week.
That's right, Noel.
Have you thought about that?
We've been far too busy to let that sink in just as yet, I think. You know, we take a yearly break for Thanksgiving with the team, and everybody gets to spend 3-4 days with their families, and then we come back to work on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And perhaps on that couple of days break, it'll set in, and I'll be able to take some time and think about it. But you know, it's been a lot of fun. I was talking to some restaurant friends, some chef friends, maybe yesterday, the day before. And, you know, we were all sort of already heading into, you know, the season, if you will, and getting mm-hmm. back into the swing of things here and getting reared up and ready for, you know, the beautiful holiday period going into, you know, Mardi Gras and headed through Jazz Fest. And then this has just been an accelerator for all of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's been so many great locals that have stopped by, and I mean the amount of floral arrangements that I was sent in the last 2 weeks has just been like, you know, like a total tearjerker. But you know, I think of all the tourists that are coming in town and visiting and staying in our hotels, and they're walking the streets and they're shopping and they're out having a drink and they're coming for dinner and they're visiting the World War II Museum and they're doing all the things. That's what this is really all about. It's about getting people excited about being in New Orleans, and it's about getting New Orleanians excited about living in New Orleans and being from New Orleans, as we always are. And so I think that, for me, it hasn't really set in yet. I think for a lot of the chefs around, It hasn't set in yet, but it's all just very exciting. And,
Absolutely. I had the opportunity to dine at your restaurant about 3 weeks ago. There were six of us. And I'm one of those that if I visit a town, I look to see what Michelin star restaurants are available. I've probably been to six or seven around the world. We had an incredible experience there. Oh, your wait staff was second to none. You know, the tasting menu's interesting because you always take the liberties to, you got a little nuance here, a little nuance there. And I was just surprised by how much was coming and, you know, to the table. And we had the wine pairing and we just had a blast with your wait staff. So we had an opportunity like y'all do. We go into the kitchen. That kitchen is so clean. I think you could operate on people there. I mean, truly, it might be cleaner than operating rooms. I mean, it was amazing. But what really shocked me, EJ, you're 22 years of age, right? We all looking in the kitchen and like, is there somebody older than 30 in that kitchen? I don't think so.
You know, we get asked that question so much that I decided to tally it all up and find the average. And the average age is 26.
Wow.
The average age is 26. That question comes up a lot. I mean, there's a big piece of glass, and there's a lot of young people running around, a lot of young guys and girls running around. And, you know, that question comes up. So it's 26 is the average age. And we have such a great team, and I really appreciate the compliment towards them. They do such a fantastic job. We couldn't be more proud of what they've been able to do. You know, I've been such a privilege to be a part of this team the last 3 years, and I'm just so excited to see where we can go with it and hope to see you back soon. And I guess year after year that average age may go up, but I guess I'm a little bit of an outlier and it keeps dragging us down towards the lower end of the thing. So.
Well, it'll go up when you make 23.
So. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah,
well,
exactly
and,
right.
And Newell, I'd love to if I can. EJ's much too humble to acknowledge this, but not only is he the youngest chef to ever lead a 2-star Michelin restaurant, but he also personally won the 2025 American South Young Chef Award at the ceremony. So. There's an incredible leader at the helm of that incredibly young, talented kitchen staff. We're so proud to have him here in New Orleans and so fortunate.
And the interesting thing, EJ, and kind of a spinoff of what I asked you earlier, I mean, this is history making, and you probably haven't had time to think about that either. I mean, this is the first of the first of the first, you know, on so many different fronts. And, there's just an excitement in the city about it, like I said earlier, that, you know, I've not experienced before. And just people are really, really happy for the successes that you had. And I, being an old guy, you know, I'm in my 60s, I looked into that kitchen and I was just so incredibly proud of all of the young adults working there and, you know, the 26-year average that you talk about. And folks, I got to tell you, the experience, it's going to blow you away because it's almost as if they're doing surgery on this food. I mean, it's just so interesting to watch what's going on in this kitchen. It's an experience you will never have anywhere else. I've dined at a number of places. It is unique unto itself. And what they bring to the table, as EJ just described, about the culinary delights of what we have really kind of taken for granted here in the city of New Orleans is truly highlighted in a fashion that you will not see anywhere else. And I know I could go on and on, and I don't mean to do so, EJ, but
no,
I love the success, to share the success of others, and sitting at your table in your restaurant was just an incredible experience. And thank you for bringing it forward, and thank you for sharing it with not only the folks that live here, but the people that visit here, because this will be talked about for a long, long time.
Well, we're just proud to represent the city along with those other great restaurants in town and hope to stay in that number for many years to come.
Let me ask you this one question, because Justin brought it up. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to get to 2 stars, right? You get it first time out. It's got to be incredibly hard to keep them.
No, I mean, absolutely. And that's the beautiful thing about Michelin that Chef Friends and I have been talking about in New Orleans, is that this is just the first year, right? And now we're back in the next cycle. You know, their anonymous inspectors could be in here tonight. Who knows, you know? And it's an incredibly hard task to maintain stars or bib gourmands or anything like that. And, you know, I'm lucky enough to call a lot of fantastic chefs around the world mentors and colleagues. And I'm able to call, you know, great chefs around the country, like Eric Repair in New York at La Bernardine, who's held 3 stars for 20 years. And, you know, I say, well, you know, what do you think that we should do? How do you think that I should think about it going in and speaking to the team? And, you know, I think that if we can just continue, all of us in the city that, you know, are running our restaurants and doing what we do, if we just keep doing what we're doing, but focus on refining and focus on quality ingredients, focus on those things, the results come at the end of it. And it's a lot of work. We have a lot of young professionals, as you said, in this kitchen. And, you know, this is their life. They treat it like that. They read, you know, cookbooks, and I'm sure they're watching YouTube videos and things on the weekends, and they're out to eat if they can, to go have a bite somewhere to get inspired. And they come in, and, you know, people like myself and people in our restaurant and restaurants around the city, we live, eat, we breathe restaurants and cooking. And it's just what we do. That's what we adore. And so they're sort of like professional athletes, and they're so disciplined. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for us, if they come in every day and I come in every day and we all come in together and we push and really try to be just a little bit better than we were the day before, then hopefully at the end of the year, things go our way and we can keep them or we've pushed, you know, past the point where, you know, we gain an additional recognition or something like that. But, you know, for us, it's just trying to be a little bit better than we were the day before. And I think that's the sentiment of a lot of chefs around the city. And I think that what that's going to do is, one, there's going to be a lot of fantastic restaurants to go out to in the city to eat. They're going to be, you're not going to be able to have a bad meal. Not like you could before, but when everybody's excited, as you said, there's that energy in the city right now. When everybody's excited and you can feel the love and the passion in the food, in all the restaurants around the city, the dining scene is only going up, you know?
I happen to follow an icon, Harry Lee. You follow an icon, your father. He's got a signature move. Bam. Let's have a little fun here. What's your signature move going to be?
I mean, I don't have one now. If I use Bam, he's got it trademarked, and I've got to pay him, so I'd rather not. But, you know, no signature move for now. Right now, I'll stay on the stove. I'll figure something out at some point, though.
Yeah, you see, Harry Lee had bobbleheads and magnets, and I didn't have any of that either. So. Well, again, thank you. I know you're busy. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to spend with us. I know my listening audience truly appreciates that. The city is very proud of what you've accomplished. Keep up the great work, and congratulations to you, your team, the restaurant, the Emeralds organization. Job well done.
Thank you so very much. Hope to see you again at the table soon.
You will, my friend. There's no doubt about that. Thank you again.
Cheers.
We'll be right back with final thoughts with Alice Glenn when we return. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.